Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this special weekend, which is so historically significant for our world. In the pre-dawn hours of June 6, 1944, one of the greatest military expeditions of all time was launched toward the well-fortified coastline of France. By air, land, and sea, Allied forces engaged a well-trained Nazi army and air force who were determined to not only retain their stranglehold on much of Europe, but expand it by conquering England and then eventually move across the Atlantic to conquer North America. This day, 76 years ago, was known as D-Day. The waves washing ashore on the beaches of France turned red with the blood of thousands of soldiers who died there. The cemeteries on the bluffs above today stand as stark reminders of the price paid for liberation from tyranny and freedom for generations to come. May I urge you to take time this weekend to remember D-Day and contemplate how different our world would have been these past 76 years if D-Day had failed. Very sadly, our TV screens have recently carried nonstop coverage of the dark abuse of freedoms earned on that bloody D-Day, as free men and women are choosing to use their freedoms to breed discord and cross the line into criminal activity, resulting in widespread anarchy, destruction, and violence all across America. Again this weekend, I urge all of us who are followers of Jesus Christ to stand up for peace, calm, and God-honoring living. Many churches will be open this weekend, and it is my hope and prayer that God uses those churches to draw people to Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, able to liberate hearts and minds from the hateful, violent, greedy, selfish, prideful words and behavior tearing our nation apart. This past week, in our time in God's Word, we've been looking at remarkable events in Jerusalem in the weeks following the ascension of Jesus back to heaven and the arrival in power of the Holy Spirit upon the followers of Jesus. Despite the opposition of certain religious leaders, the Jesus movement grew rapidly and was dramatically and wonderfully impacting the city of Jerusalem. Acts chapter 6 invites us to see how the Holy Spirit led the apostles to reorganize and adjust their strategy as this movement expanded for more effectiveness, specifically in caring for the needs of widows. Already we've seen in Acts chapter 2 and Acts chapter 4 that there was tremendous generosity by these Jesus followers in sharing their resources with each other, so the poor and disadvantaged among them were cared for. Some even went to the extreme of selling property and giving the money to help those in need. It was a time of radical living, my friends, exactly the opposite of what we have seen with the looting and destruction of property in the riots of recent days. Evidently, a large number of widows had trusted in Jesus, and since there was no social aid system to help them, and their needs were far more than a few meals, the Holy Spirit led the apostles to a plan that we see described in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. "Choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our full attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." Did you notice the qualification criteria? Full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. Would you agree that is the type of leadership needed today in every city, every business, every university, every medical center, and perhaps especially in all political and judicial leadership around our world? Did you also notice the apostles felt it was vital that they keep their focus on the assignment that Jesus had given them, to be his witnesses, telling his story and teaching the people all that he had taught them? Is that not the great need of our world from every spiritual leader this weekend? The selection was made of seven men who are named for us in Acts chapter 6, verse 5. Two of them are particularly important: Stephen, who became the first martyr of this Jesus movement in Acts chapter 7, and Philip, who was run out of Jerusalem by the violent persecution of Jesus' followers, which exploded after Stephen was killed, as recorded in Acts chapter 8. Philip took the message of Jesus to Samaria with remarkable results. Similar to what had happened in Jerusalem, a great awakening took place as large numbers of Samaritans trusted in Jesus, and so much impacted their city that Acts chapter 8, verse 8 reports, "So there was great joy in that city." Oh, my friends, what would it take for that to be said about your city this weekend? Dr. Luke's summary statement in Acts 6, 7 is very significant. "So the word of God spread. The number of followers of Jesus in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of Jewish priests turned to Jesus and became obedient to the faith." History was being written in Jerusalem in the weeks following Jesus' departure from earth and his ascension back to heaven. The Holy Spirit had come and was working in the lives of normal people like you and me as they trusted in and walked with Jesus. As their lives changed, they impacted their families, their businesses, and entire cities were changed, my friends. Do you believe Jesus is ready to do it all around our world in June 2020? As I close today on this D-Day 76th anniversary, I invite us all to consider how God wants to do this in every city where all of us live, as His Holy Spirit leads each of us to walk with Jesus in a way that draws our city to Jesus, and the people of our cities experience what happens when spiritual liberation conquers the darkness. May I offer you two powerful video clips for reflection today? First, a wonderful worship song that celebrates the power of our Commander-in-Chief Jesus and His call to us, His church, this weekend. And secondly, especially for those of you who are families directly touched by D-Day, we salute you with this historic video remembering the dramatic events of this world-changing day 76 years ago.